Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chinese authorities are cracking down on religion again. Chinese Christians aren't the main focus, but they still encounter problems. And one man's legacy of leadership and discipleship in the missions world is a model of how to love people and Jesus well. Find your place in these stories today on Mission Network News. Chinese Christians face yet another hurdle. There's been a recent wave of deportations of non-Chinese Christian leaders. Those who remain won't allow Chinese Christians into their services anymore because they don't want the Chinese government to kick them out. Open Doors' David Curry says officials want to reduce the influence of outsiders on Chinese life.
The government wants to control access to the Western world. They really strongly believe the church needs to be part and parcel of really the Chinese government. We want it to not be about a temporal government, but about the words and the cause and the life and the burial and resurrection of Jesus.
In the past year, China's president has issued more than 10 decrees that restrict religious activity.
He's trying to find a way to cut off the independence of the church. They've always had laws that they could use against the church, but now they're really starting to narrow the focus, sort of cut off the oxygen, I think, for freedoms of religious expression in China.
China's pretty low on Open Doors' World Watch list, a ranking of countries where persecution is highest, but that might change after this year's events. For details and prayer needs, visit missionnews.org. India is home to over 1.2 billion people with 22 recognized languages. However, there are numerous dialects with significant linguistic differences to those languages. This means many of the dialects need translations of the Bible too. Biblica's Matthew Verghese.
Biblica focuses on strategic languages, meaning languages which are very critical in the subcontinent of India. Critical in the sense that languages which are majority languages, official languages of states, languages which have a million or more speakers, or languages which have demands from the people, from the church particularly, for new translations.
Verghese says a definitive need for Bible translation has been established for 48 languages and dialects. Biblica's work is to provide contemporary Bibles in strategic languages. We'll break down the complexity of language in India and the need for Bible translations at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, please pray for God's hand in Bible translation in India and for His word to be made manifest to all. Mission Network News and our ministry partners have said goodbye for now to Lee Geisbeek, a great man of God who had a resounding impact on the missions world and passed away on December 1st. Geisbeek was the radio marketing director for Compassion International and a board member at Keys for Kids Ministries. Before that, he worked for Cornerstone University Radio as vice president for broadcasting, which acquired MNN in 1995. Greg Yoder is the Keys for Kids executive director and former director of MNN, says Geisbeek's example of discipleship and leadership is an influential model to Christians of what it means to love people and love Jesus well.
He was the kind of person that not only leads from the front, but also leads from behind because he listens to people. And he used a lot of different ideas from individuals that worked for him. And it was just kind of an amazing thing to work for him and just to be able to experience his passion, not just for people, but for God, and how he used the position in radio and now in Compassion International to make a difference in people's eternity.
Please join us in praying for the Geisbeeks.
There are a lot of people that have surrounded them, and we're thankful for that, but just be praying for Lee's family, his wife Jan, and his kids Kelly, Chris, and Corey.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This olive wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.